Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob Ney, first of all, how about this Malaysian flight since last year missing, all the crazy theories out there about it, and now what they found, the wing on this island across from Madagascar, it looks like?
Yes, 2,300 miles away from where they think it hit. Which it could have floated, but the floating part probably means the rest of it's down in the bottom of the ocean.
Here's what I say. At least there's, like, some closure. Didn't it seem like every day that's all CNN was talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I think the rest of it's down in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Speaking of down at the bottom of the ocean, whoever's down at the bottom of the polls doesn't get to be part of the beauty pageant on August 6th when the Republicans have their first debate. But I think it's going to be fascinating to watch Donald Trump. What do you make of, and I've had people call the show and say, well, like our buddy Tomas in Michigan, who cares about the polls because it's just a tiny sampling, but Trump is on top of every single poll.
He's on top in Florida. I've been saying this since day one because I know who's running his campaign. I have been saying this since day one. He's serious, and on top of it, he's not the kind of candidate when he makes a mistake or says something that backtracks to the point where then they fall off the charts. He just, you know, he's filling a vacuum out there. He really is. And the Republicans got together and had this private meeting, how do we get Trump out of this? And he found out about it and said, fine, I'll run independent. Then they freak because the poll shows he elects Hillary Clinton. And the bottom line is this. He's not a flashy. He's going to continue. I think he may drive Jeb Bush into the ocean. And the whole debate every week is, what did Donald Trump say and what do the rest of the candidates think about it? They've bought into this, the candidates have. I think he drives Jeb Bush into the ocean, and he makes an open primary for the Republican Party, which we haven't had in three decades.
Wow. Is there really any chance he gets this nomination?
I don't know if he'll get the nomination, but I really am starting to think, you know, Bush advisors, Karl Rove and the whole group are like, you know, well, you're a Bush and you've got the money. Just sit back. This may be a unique time in American history where Jeb Bush sits back to the point where he doesn't exist anymore. And I don't know if Trump can win the primary, but I think he can blow this thing wide open, put Bush out of this. And then you've got Walker, Trump, Kasich, let's say Rubio, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's made a dynamic something. He's hitting a nerve somewhere. We can talk about his divorce or his hair or whatever you want to talk about. The man has hit a nerve. He struck a nerve in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. So Hillary Clinton, they have a date now. They've agreed to October 22nd, this whole Benghazi thing, and that they can ask her out emails and everything else. What's that going to be like for Hillary Clinton in the middle of this campaign?
I think this is big. I think it's bigger, I really do, than some of the stories are treating it because of this. She's going to go to the Hill of the 22nd. It won't be her first appearance. This Benghazi committee reconstituted, it really had nothing. All of a sudden, email, you know, emails come forward. They call it email gate, Republicans do. And then Hillary Clinton really kind of messed up some of the answers on that. Bottom line is this. She has the ability, I think, the 22nd, to put two things to rest, Benghazi and the emails. The Republicans had better be careful, too, because I know we all like to talk about substance, but style and presentation is another part. I chaired a committee. You always have that member where you say to the staff, oh, I hope he doesn't act like an idiot just during the hearing. And so they've got to watch that the Republican members don't make this look like a, you know, quote, our time to get Hillary in the campaign. So I think this is a big deal. I think Hillary Clinton can put a lot of things to rest on this. I really do.
I do, too.
Or the, she can make a gap that hurts.
Yeah, I absolutely I agree. So I said it was much it was must watch TV on the 22nd because they're going to televise it.
Absolutely.
I totally think that. How about this? What do you make of this story about General Dempsey, Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying, correcting the president, saying, I never said really it came down to the choices of we have the Iran deal or war. It's like he's trying to distance himself from now some of the things that are coming out about this Iran pact. Why is he correcting that?
You know, I don't understand his comments in the sense of, you know, he did say that Dempsey said ultimately time and Iranian behavior will determine if the agreement's effective, okay? And then he says, well, he's going to continue to provide the president with military options. But he says he'll advise against reducing military forces in the Mideast. So he kind of backs up with his public statement to the House of what the president's saying, you know, that he's providing all these options. And then Secretary of Defense actually made a quote which made me shiver because he said that, you know, they were, this is Ash Carter, he said that if Iran were to commit aggression, our robust forces posture ensures we can rapidly surge. They've got to be kidding. I mean, that's a war, and especially with Iran. It's not Iraq, and I don't understand how one hand Dempsey says something that totally agrees with the president, and then he turns around and says, well, you know, it's not really that way. They're preparing options that are war-simulated options.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was so strange what, you know. Yeah, ultimately what happened there. How about this one, too, you know, and bring it back around to the beauty pageant on the 6th. Mike Huckabee, how big of a factor is or isn't Mike Huckabee? Because now he's sort of Trump light. He's saying some, like, off-the-cuff things that we haven't necessarily heard from him before.
I think it's sad for Huckabee to end his political career this way. He'll probably write a book and make money on TV or something, but I think it's really sad he's ended himself this way because, you know, his advisors had to sit down and say, look at Trump, you got to do something. His comments were so vulgar and outrageous. I mean, the Jewish and Israeli community said, whoa, you know, basically saying that President Obama, you know, with his policy is going to march people into ovens. And I mean, there's a way to have an opinion, and then there's a way to do what Huckabee did. And I just think he ruined himself completely. That's what
yeah, and the best thing that can happen to him is there's more distance between those comments and himself, right? Just leave it alone. Because he hasn't come back and said anything, and everybody else, of course, has talked about that since then.
Well, Bush and the Israeli ambassador made
a
comment.
Yeah. Yeah, which I heard. So is the next big frontier then we go through this and things really kick open in the beginning of 2016? Because then we're less than a year from the conventions.
I know. It seems like it's next week. I have friends who follow politics that say, Bob, are you going in November to the convention? I said it's not next year. I don't know. It's so early and this thing has just blown up. Bernie Sanders, and I've got to throw Bernie in there. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have changed the equations because Bernie Sanders is getting crowds of 10,000 people unsolicited.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely. So it's made people talk about what's happening in 2016. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Tracks the crowd.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feed monetary attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hanging out with all of you, Kate Delaney, and Oh Yes, Oh Yes, as we swing and roll through another weekend. Coming up a little bit later, if you're hanging with us, we have our cheap movie reviews. The big movie coming out this weekend is the newest Mission Impossible. I'll tell you what, it's the thing that feeds Tom Cruise, because that's the thing that he does the best. Since he fell into the Mission Impossible deal, the thing that I think he is the absolute hands-down best in is Mission Impossible. No matter who the co-stars are, and he has a lot of the same people reprising their roles, absolutely hands-down for him. Now, you start with the beginning of his career and Risky Business, and you look at all the kooky things that happened in between, the personal things. I think that took a toll on Tom Cruise somewhat, but who cares about all of that? The Mission Impossibles are pretty good, and this one looks to be pretty good from everything I've heard. So anyway, coming up a little bit later, if you're hanging with us, we have our cheap movie review. Cheap movie review. Also, the big mystery is solved when it comes to this missing flight from last year. You know, the conversation is about MH370. This debris found at Reunion Island may give them some massive clues on when the plane actually split apart. Somebody said this to me today. Hey, when did this happen? Meaning, isn't this so far off course? How did this happen that it got this far off course? And so what happened is you've got this wing component that pretty much they're verifying came from the Boeing 777, and they're looking for that serial number, but also how it broke off because of the damage to it, this right wing. And this is an indication that it came off while the plane was still in the air. Wow. And that would give them clues as to some more insight as to what happened here. But they're pretty confident, Boeing, the Australians, that this debris found Wednesday off the coast of this remote island in the West Indian Ocean came from that flight. Is that Malaysian Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014, rather, with 39 people on board. I think the good news is it's not great closure, but there's some closure, right? And now if they can find more of this plane, that would be great. And then, of course, it becomes this is to what happened here, and maybe they can piece some of that together. Hopefully they can piece some of that together. This time next week, we're going to be talking about what happened in the debate, because we got that big debate coming up where 10 Republicans will take the stage. And, you know, immigration is going to be one of the things that's talked about. You certainly know that the Iran deal will be in the mix. Obamacare will be in the mix. It'll be virtually a who's who of quotes, I think, coming out of that. And Donald Trump is among those that people are interested in seeing what will happen with Donald Trump. And Trump was out in Iowa, and he was saying he was going to give kids helicopter rides at the Iowa State Fair. Let me give your kids some helicopter rides. And, you know, he's like the walking one-liner on the Clinton emails, on immigration, on, you know, whatever it is. When he was asked about the Clinton emails, he said what she did is a criminal act. When he was asked about immigration, he said, deport the undocumented legal status for some. And then he, you know, goes on and on pretty much from there every day, whatever the particular topic is that he's being accosted with if he's around reporters. So let's see what happens on the big stage. I've talked about this now for the last couple of weeks, especially because the surge in the polls. You have Rand Paul saying that the media is to blame for Donald Trump's surge, for the fact that he's getting all the attention in the polls. He's saying that you know, television works, and if other candidates got time from 8 in the morning to 8 at night all day long for 3 weeks, other candidates might rise. Ooh! Because Trump is so far ahead of everybody else. And what happened was Rand Paul was on with, I want to say, Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and he said that the free airtime Trump is getting is the thing that's really pushing him in the right direction. It's the reason why he's getting such huge bumps when it comes to polling. But I say it might even be more than that. I don't know. What do you think? If you want to throw in your two cents. I mean, here's a question I've been asking this all week. Do you really see Donald Trump? I mean, be serious for a second. Do you really see Donald Trump as being president? Do you see him becoming the next president of the United States? Or is this just more about currently he's taking the spotlight away from the also-ran candidates? And Rand Paul's one of them. Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, I said this the other day, Ted Cruz, all three senators who people have been talking about from the second they actually took office that they would run for president. Sure enough, they are. But what does it mean as far as their electability? Well, you know, and the answer is before you know it, it's like I said to Bob Ney, we're getting closer to the point of we're almost into 2016. We're closer than you would think. Because we're less than a year out now from the Democratic and the Republican conventions. Which is, as one Democrat put to me, nothing more than a giant pep rally now at this point. Just one giant pep rally. All right, something else we're going to talk about that is not going away anytime soon is the lying, killing dentist who is trending on Twitter off the charts like nothing else, and it's not a shock. A White House petition requesting that the dentist, his name is Walter Palmer from Minnesota, who killed this lion in Zimbabwe, should get a response, they say, from the Obama administration. They needed 100,000 signatures by August 27th to get a response. They had 146,000 by Thursday. They're saying they urge the Secretary of State John Kerry and the Attorney General to fully cooperate with the Zimbabwe authorities to extradite. They want to extradite this guy because the government is saying they want him. They're saying, we want him. Extradite him. Wow. Do you think they should extradite him? This dentist from Minneapolis who killed Cecil the Lion, earlier this month. I mean, it's been nothing but international outrage since that happened. Palmer shut down his practice and has been nowhere to be found. I mean, he is caught in the crosshairs after the Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force said Cecil was lured out of a sanctuary and shot with a crossbow, which is what he did. So they're saying he lured him out, that was not supposed to happen. So they want him extradited. Wow. Do you think he'll be extradited? I mean, he said he regrets doing it. It doesn't matter. This is this famous lion, and that's what they did. He had people he paid, but they lured the lion out. I mean, those are the facts. So is it fair? Would it be fair for the government to say, yeah, okay, Zimbabwe, that's the law. He was there, he violated the law, so we're going to give him up. Maybe that's why he shut down the practice and decided to bolt to get out as fast as he could. Oh, my. All right, a big reminder to all of you to make sure you go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com. Why? Because starting next week, we are giving away, for one, we're giving away a next book, Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows Tablet. It's powered by Windows. It comes with a detachable keyboard, so you can use it like a laptop. It has an 11.6-inch high-resolution display. You can watch any of your movies or any of your stuff on it. It's really, truly amazing, I have to say. And whether it's homework, emails, entertainment, whatever it is that you're using, you have a chance at it. We're giving a couple of them away. We want to take the show on the road, so sign up now. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips. Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag. Remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And, you know, we've been zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions, talking about a few things that are happening that probably have been a little bit of a buzz in your backyard. And I think one of the things is what I mentioned, the fact that we're talking about the number confirming the fragment found on Reunion is from that 777. To make sure that you get that straight, I double checked with a source in the Pentagon. It's been reported widely now, so I think it's, you know, pretty much a done deal. Here's what happens: is they always try to straddle that line, because people who lost family members in that want to know exactly what happened. So it's just this mad scramble to try to put all the pieces together and figure this thing out, right? So the number is on it. It's just a question of, how did this plane go down? What is it we don't know? How did this debris get there? Well, it's a big, bad ocean. It's been a very long time. One can imagine how that could happen. But what about other pieces of the plane? What about bodies? What about all of that in the mix? And, of course, the other thing I said here was, do you think that the hunter from Minnesota who decided that it was okay to lure the lion out from a safe haven and shoot it with a bow and arrow, should, because that's breaking the law in Zimbabwe, and it's their laws, should, and there's a mad petition to have him extradited to Zimbabwe, and he has disappeared. He realized he's gone like the wind, supposedly, and shut down his practice because the outrage is that intense. And I don't think it's going to let up anytime soon. I don't think that's going to happen. And then when we have this thing with the plane with the 777, the other thing that's going on is we've got the Coast Guard who they're searching for these teenagers who've been missing for the past week. Sad story, 14-year-old kids, they're out on the boat, they went fishing. We keep hearing how they were skilled at boating, they knew how to maneuver the boat, and it shouldn't have been a big deal, and, you know, meaning that they were very safe in the water and all this kind of stuff, but they found the capsized boat. So they could be anywhere. Who knows what happened? They're 14 years old. They were on a trip off the coast of Florida a week ago. They've had Coast Guard cutters, aircraft, everything in the sky you can imagine. 44,000 square miles to try to find Austin Stefanos and Perry Cohen, who disappeared after going out to fish. And as somebody said today, I heard a great description to give you an idea of what it's like. The area searched so far is about the size of Alabama and stretches from Daytona Beach to Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, pretty much. So you have two Coast Guard cutters. You have an HC-130 search and rescue plane with three more searches on Thursday. So that number is down from six cutters and other small boats that were involved in this search. You know, 2 days after the 19-foot boat, on the 19-foot boat that the boys set out on, was found capsized 67 miles east of Ponce de Leon Inlet in Florida. And boy, they have really put a lot of resources in this, and the families are convinced. I mean, they're holding out hope, of course, that they're going to find them, that they're going to find them floating on a cooler or on life jackets or whatever. And what a miracle that would be. But this many days is a long, long time. And it makes you wonder what happened there. Was it a rogue wave? Did somebody fall in? Who knows? The first thing is they got to find them, if they can even find them. It has to be frightening because the area where they are is so vast. And in trying to cover that, that's why I said the amount of miles. It's like crazy. And then I started to think about this, and I'm not accusing the parents of anything, but they must have been really mature boys, because at 14, one thing to be fishing in the bay, another thing to be fishing out by the Bahamas. And maybe they were just that confident, you know, in their skills, that they ended up someplace where they were too far out. You know, that they were just too far away, and they're caught in this weird scenario. You know? And that might be what it is. That's what it is. Very well could be. Not certain. I mean, there's a question. Will they find these boys? If any of you are familiar, and some of you are listening to me in Florida, if you're familiar with what happens, it's like anything else. The more time goes by, the more lag time, the more, sadly, of a chance that you will not find those boys. And I hope for the sake of those families that they do find them. I hope they find them. And maybe there is some luck here. Maybe they are floating on something and they may be exhausted and dehydrated and whatever. But maybe, you know, they're okay. And that would be the story. If they found them, that would be the story. And that's why they're, I think, for the family's sake and the way the Coast Guard feels, they're trying to just put a good spin on it, trying to figure out what is it we can, how, what can we do? Where can we search? Where can we go? Where were they last seen? Let's go over it again and again and again, and let's try to make this a reality where we have a good finish here for these families, where we have a positive finish, and we have that happy story that everybody wants to cover. But so far, nothing. I mean, so far, nothing. All right, the most shocking thing, and maybe it shouldn't be shocking, but one of the most shocking things that caught my attention this week, and probably you would find interesting, I think, is you think of the Olympics. Dun, 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 dun. You know, we watch, and we want to see, if you're listening to me in the United States, how the United States does. And we see these pictures from Brazil, and then this story comes out that the Olympic athletes, our Olympic athletes, are going to have to swim in filth, they say. That doesn't sound too good, does it? Dangerous Rio filth. This is for 2016. So, I mean, they're not even saying, yes, this is terrible water, terrible conditions. We're saying, no, it's dangerous for the diseases you could pick up from it. Boy, that doesn't really give you the good faith of wanting to do that, does it? Oh, that sounds good to me. Let's bring it on. They're saying the water safety is terrible. The bacteria, awful. They've been monitoring it. And so, you know, the Summer Games, you're going to have 10,000 athletes, 205 nations, 1,400 of them, 1,400 are going to be swimming, canoeing, rowing, sailing in the Rio. So they did a whole bunch of tests on the three Olympic water sites, and not a single venue was found to be safe. Not one. The Austrian sailing team started washing their faces with bottled water whenever they got splashed in the face with waves, but they're still getting sick. Now there's something wrong with that. So we're sailing, right? We're sailing. We want to compete. But the second any wave, anything touches our face, we're throwing water on it, but we're still sick as dogs. Not good. And they're saying, look, the games are going to be ready on time. It's no problem. None of that. An American expert in waterborne viruses says that the levels found in the water mean someone would have a 99, you ready for this? A 99% chance of infection from ingesting 3 teaspoons of water. Are you kidding me? What are the odds? 3 teaspoons of water. No way. I mean, no way. You have to be kidding. So who's game for that? Are they already having problems? And these aren't the actual games themselves. So how can they clean that up? And the answer is, they can't. You don't have a standard for the quantity of virus, they say, in relation to human health when it comes to contact with the water. It's not good if you have that high of an amount. And the Brazilian regulations for water safety are based on bacteria. I mean, it's crazy. And they're testing and testing and testing, and nobody's come up with anything that can answer the riddle of what are they going to do. They're saying they're going to be safe by the time the competition starts. But boy, they have a lot of work to do. Somebody even told me this when they were down there. The smell of the sewage is all over Rio. The beach is abandoned because of surf that's turned putrid, basically, is the word, sickening, with waste. It's all the water from the toilets, the showers, whatever people put down their sink is all mixed in, and it's going out into the beach waters. Oh, and think of the U.S., how immediately that would be stopped. But most sewage is not treated in Brazil, so dangerous waste makes its way into the bodies of water where the Olympians are going to swim and boat. Boy, that'd make you think twice about being an Olympian, wouldn't it? Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. In a bad way, out of home, in a home, in a
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here on America Tonight, not a surprise. Remember, and I say this all the time because, you know, it's rapid fire, but if you have some thoughts and you want to talk to us, the best way 24/7 is, of course, through the mail, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So this one, in fact, drew a lot of reaction from a couple of people, including Bob in Illinois, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton. You know, I don't particularly hate the lady, because hate's such a strong word, but I can't believe that this woman could actually be president. I don't think that everything she says is bogus, just 85% of it. And I don't trust the Clintons. You know, nothing personally again against them. I just don't trust them to be president. Don't we have better people that can run, for goodness sake, for our number one office? Aren't there better people that want to be president of the United States? I'm a lifelong Democrat. Yes, a lifelong Democrat. And I listen to some of the rabid conservatives that will often jump onto your show. And they're so filled with hate, like Dan in Texas. I don't get it. He seems like he's probably be a cool guy to hang around maybe at a barbecue. But he seems like he just wants to kill everybody. And is it that we're all so frustrated that we can't even get along anymore if we're from different parties, or what? Yeah, you know, I say this a bunch, that politics now is like being on teams, that you're either on the team or you are off the team, buddy. You're either on it or you're off it. And it is because of some of the things, of course, of some of the things that have happened to people. I always say this too, and I don't have to lecture any of you on this. You all know it too. It's different when it happens to you. It's like that commercial, what's in your wallet? So you're struggling, you're seeing you're not getting pension, you're not having this happen, you're not having that happen. And you say, wow, what's happened in the middle class? Or why has this disappeared? Or why am I always getting taxed on everything? Why are taxes so outrageous? Why are we in the situation we're in right now? And this is what I like about passionate people like Dan, like yourself if you're a Democrat, whatever you are. That's why I always say left of left, right of right. It's about paying attention, because the more you hold the politicians' feet to the fire, the better chance we have of keeping them honest or trying to keep them honest and being aware of what's going on in the country, being aware of what's happening with your tax dollars that matter, that things aren't being raised to outrageous fees, that things aren't being taken away that shouldn't be taken away, whatever it is. Because when you're not paying attention, that's when something happens. And it's too late when you're outraged at the end of the game. You know, for 40 years you didn't pay attention, now you're paying attention. Yeah. Better to pay attention along the way. So passion with purpose behind it, especially when it comes to what's happening in this country, I don't care what side it comes from, it's all good, my friends. Here's another one about Hillary Clinton. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, it's been a while. I've been away for a couple of weeks. And I look at this Hillary Clinton stuff on October 22nd. You mentioned the date. I wrote it down. I want to see what happens when they ask her about Benghazi and when she's asked about the emails. She better come up with some really good answers. The email thing especially is so cockamamie. I just don't understand. Anybody else, I think, would have been thrown to the wolves. But you say it is like a Teflon kind of thing with the Clintons. And why is that? Why is it that if you do something that's wrong, why isn't she called on the carpet like everybody else? The Clintons have powerful allies, and plus they're political beings. You know, there's a sort of a dance to or cadence to this whole politics thing. And like the Bushes get it, the Clintons get it, and there are other dynasties in politics that understand how it works, how to get the money you need to get, how to do the dance you need to dance, you know, the things that you have to do. And that's partially the problem for me, why I was always pushing and still am. I think a third party would be great, is because we've become stagnant and it's just a machine, and you either jump in and you're part of the machine and it works, or you're not and you have no chance of getting the big payoff. And the big payoff is having at least a little bit of say. And that's the problem. Do we really have any say? I mean, there's the question of the day. Do we really have any say, really, or do we feel like we have any say in the political process? Yay or nay? Here's one in a different direction from Sarah, who says, Kate, I've started listening to America Tonight. I love the show. I like the fact that you talk about different things and don't completely just bury us on one subject. I find that other talk show hosts, although they might be popular, do that throughout their three-hour show, and I don't find that with you whatsoever. Here's my question. What do you think happens in the Republican Party? Who do you think emerges as the nominee? I know it's a big ask, but I'm curious what your crystal ball says. Yeah, my crystal ball says everybody's pushing Jeb Bush in the party machine. Donald Trump has thrown a big wrinkle into everything, meaning everything, the process, because he's getting so many headlines and being so talked about and is saying whatever he feels like saying. And that's just not going along with the plan. You're not part of the plan. What are you doing? I want to see what happens in this first debate. And will somebody come out of nowhere and be that candidate? If you look at people in the past, like George Bush the first time around, McCain really was looking like he was the guy. They were pretty neck and neck with Bush anyway. And then Bush just, boom, all of a sudden, money in the bank, that's it. It's, you know, GW, that's what I'm talking about, the second Bush. Or people forget about Clinton. He's the governor of Arkansas, and yes, he had political ambitions, and yes, you know, you could go back and look at that picture of him with JFK, and people talk about that, and that was always the idea. But did he have the backing, the cachet, all of that? And the answer is not in the very beginning. Not on the national stage, but he got it. And then you could talk to Democrats who were running and would never have thought Clinton would have been a factor. Obama was always going to be pushed, but he ended up being pushed way earlier, I think, than most people thought was going to happen for Obama. If you look at when he emerged, because really that was the Hillary Clinton time, when Hillary Clinton was I think, promised or thought she was going to get the presidency, and then he came along, caught fire, and boom. So there are things that can happen along the way that can change where the direction of where the party's going to go or where somebody starts to gain some serious traction. So my answer is that we may see that with the Republicans. Somebody might come out of nowhere, not nowhere, but somewhere, someone we were not thinking about. Not the usual suspects, anyway. Not one of the usual suspects. And really, if you look at all the people that are running, Rubio, didn't we know that Rubio was going to run, and wasn't that talked about? Didn't we know that Rand Paul was going to run, the senator from Kentucky? Didn't we know that Ted Cruz was going to run, the senator from Texas? So those three senators, always right from the day one when they stepped into the Senate, that was discussed about them. So they were definitely, definitely, definitely on the list. What about Ben Carson? People are talking about Ben Carson. Does he somehow catch fire? Somebody asked me this the other day, that he had some good thoughts and then some out of left field thoughts, but couldn't they rein that in, and wouldn't he be a candidate that might get some traction? And the answer is that remains to be seen. I think that's why the first initial debate is pretty interesting, because let's see what happens on a very big stage with some of the answers that are given to some of the issue questions and how they go about doing that thing that you do when you're on the stage and you're all from the same party and you're all trying to become the nominee. All right, let's take another one. This one from Megan, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I had a question about Tom Brady. I heard you mention Tom Brady the other day and the fact that the commissioner upheld the 4 games. I wasn't clear. Did you think that was fair or did you think that was wrong?" No, I think it was fair. I think they should have held the 4 games because Roger Goodell needs to find a spine. He did. And because Tom Brady threw away his phone, everything else didn't cooperate. So it was like a cover-up. If he wasn't covering up, then he was dumb. And because of that, I think, look, you're trying to hide everything. You're not being forthcoming. So there is something here. And there was. And they upheld it. So Robert Kraft is furious. The Patriot Nation is furious. Maybe some of you are Patriot fans. But I hear the backup quarterback is not as bad as you think. And he hasn't been given a chance. So let's see what he can do. I think the Patriots are going to be just fine. They come off of a Super Bowl win, so they don't have Brady for the first 4, but I wouldn't count them out, let's put it that way. And the commissioner did what he should have done. Just keep it the same. You make it 4, you know, he's not cooperating, blah, blah, blah. You do the investigation. Keep it that way. Move on. Thanks for all your emails. Remember, you too can email the show, americatonight.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.